Sota Perches Mishnah Beis. V'dibra Shotrim Ela Amlei Mor. And now the Shotrim, not the Kohen Meshuch Melchama, but those that were appointed as Shotrim, the officers that will soon see what they did, they spoke to the nation saying, Mia Isha Shebana Bayis Chadosh V'loi Chanocho, whoever built a new house and did not use it, live in it in the beginning. And Rashi says that Chinuch is a Lashon Haschala. When you start using something, that's what Chinuch is. Yelich V'yashov L'veso. He should go back to his house. Echad Abayna Beis HaTevin. Whether it's a storehouse just to store grain, Beis HaBakar, or it was a house for cattle, Beis HaEitzim, or for wood, Beis HaYitzaros, or just a storehouse. And this is learned out from Sukkim, that it's any type of bias. Echad Abayna, and whether you're the one that actually built it, V'echad HaLokech, whether you just purchased it, V'echad HaYorish, whether you inherited it, V'echad Shnitan LaMatana, or somebody even gave it to you as a Matana. That's all considered as if it's new to you, and it's as if something you were not mechanech yet. Umiya ish asher nota karen velo chililo, a person that planted a vineyard, and he wasn't mechalel it yet. The first 3 years, a vineyard has a din of arla. And in the fourth year, they are mechalel it as netarivoi. So this is a person that was not yet mechal the peiris on the fourth year on money. So he didn't have any benefit from the vine that he planted, like Rashi points out. Echad anoitea hakarem, whether you're the one that planted it, vechad anoitea chamisha ilanei machol, or whether you're the one that planted five different fruit trees. Vafilu mechemeshes minin, even if there are five totally different types of species of fruit trees. Echad anoitea, whether you planted it, vechad amavrich, whether you were mavrich it. Mavrich, like we learned in Zroim, is when you would take a branch and put it under the ground and then have it come up in a different place. And the part that's under the ground starts to grow a new tree from that area, and then they would detach it from the branch. That's what a mavrich is. The echad amarkiv, this is grafting, where they would take a soft branch and plug it into the bark of the tree, and it would grow out from there. Vechad alokeach, and whether this was purchased, vechad ayerish, whether it was inherited, vechad shniton lamatana, or whether it was given as a matana. All these cases, they would not go out to war, they would go back. Umiya isha sher eras isha, person that did erisin. Echad ma'aris es absula, whether it was ma'aris absula, vechad ma'aris es ha'almona. Afilu shemeres yavam, even a shemeres yavam. Vafilu shama shemes achiv ba'melchama, even if he just heard that his brother died childless at war. Choser ubala, he goes back from the milchama, and he returns because of her. And the Kesef Mishnah points out that this is a case where he already went to war, and then he found out after he went to war that his brother died at war. And only then she falls to him in Yibam. Still, he goes back. Because even though if a person is Ma'aris, a woman, the Kesef Mishnah points out, after the Milchama starts, so he already goes out, normally in that case, he doesn't go back. Because after the Chiyuv of going out to war already starts, he doesn't have the ability to pater himself. So he wants to go and say, oh, I'm at war. You know what? Let me get out of this by being Ma'aris, a woman. He can't do that. But over here, this was not something he did willfully. So even though this happened after the war broke out and he joined the war, Kesef Mishnah points out, he still would go back in this case. That's the chiddush of a person that hears that his brother died from milchama. Kol elu shomin divrei kohen me'archei milchama v'chozen. All these people are the ones that hear from the kohen, from the archei milchama. Archei is like lashon of aruch, the setup, the lines, or the way it was organized. That's why it's archei milchama. Like front lines, that the army is always organized very carefully. Like they bring Targum Yonos on, that Ma'archos Yisrael is the Lashon of Sidre Yisrael. U'misapkin mayim u'mozon, u'misaknin es adrochim. And these people that went out to hear the Kohen, be mechazik everybody, but also tell them to go back, when they went back, they didn't totally go back to their houses. They actually left the battlefield, and their job was to give drinks and food and fix the roads for all their brothers that were fighting at war. So even though it says that they were chozer from milchama to their house, it doesn't mean that they went back, yoshev lebeso, that they went actually back to their house. It means that they went back from the war, and the Farshim explained that eventually they would end up going back to their house.